Good morning.
Morning, Jess.
Thanks for joining us this morning. So early in the morning.
It's very early. Totally for me.
I feel like for artists, this is always a bit of a... artists and musos, mornings never agree with us. Now, there's been lots of protests and crowdfunding campaigns, but can you tell us a little bit about the exhibition and how it all came together? This is serious.
So the Millers Point community groups, they've had a lot of artists doing a lot of things. They had Reg Mombasa, I think, more than 3 years ago when they were evicting sort of the older residents from the terraces. Mm. He made a big banner, wow, the No Surrender banner, which was draped over one of the terraces. I think that will feature in the exhibition at the Sydney Observatory this Thursday's opening. I think it's just artists respond to what's happening, and it's a massive thing, and like, especially because the building is iconic, it's brutalist, you know, it's also part of sort of that working class hero, you know.
Almost underdog mentality as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know if you know, but so the green ban, it was a complete green ban on the Rocks area during the 70s where all the labourers were unionised, the BLF, the Builders Labourers Federation. So the Rocks had a complete green ban. That's why we still have the Rocks. That's why we have all that heritage there. And that's managed by the Sydney Harbour Foreshore Authority to maintain that heritage. And we have the Heritage Council. You know, the Heritage Act was written during that time. And then the green ban was lifted to build the Sirius.
Wow.
So that's why it's so important. It's not just about, you know, brutalist architecture. It's actually, there's a social aspect to the heritage listing as well. And that was recommended by the Heritage Council for both aspects. And I think with the Australian Institute of Architects as well. Yeah.
Now, you're, as I understand, a town planner and an artist as well. How did you come to get involved with the project? What led you to getting involved?
There's a lot written about it in the Sydney Morning Herald, Elizabeth Farrelly. She's a sort of an archy writer. I follow her, her writing. But there was a lot of reporting on what was happening. And I, you know, as a citizen, but also as an urban planner, like, I'm so unhappy, so displeased with all the things that are happening there, and that you know, and we don't have the mechanisms to stop a government railroading certain, you know, decisions home. It's unfortunate.
It is, and it is such an iconic piece of the Sydney skyline, I think, that anyone who's crossed the Harbour Bridge has seen the Sirius building and thought, what on earth is that? It has become such a hugely iconic piece of Sydney.
I think with the one-way Jesus, do you remember that?
Vaguely.
In the window, because I used to cross the bridge on the bus, and people on the train would know it too. So one of the tenants at the top, the side facing the Harbour Bridge, had a sign that said "One Way Jesus," and that was there.
I do remember this.
That was there right up until he left, actually. So he left around the time the decision was to actually demolish the building, because that way it's purpose built for public housing tenants.
Mm.
So to demolish it, you can't have public housing tenants there. So that's why that's happening. Yeah,
and as you say, the residents became as iconic as the building itself, I feel.
Yeah, so Myra is sort of the face of the cause. I interviewed her for the zine. She's fantastic.
Is she?
Yeah. Her neighbour, Cherie, calls her a magnet for Maddies.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that. She was there last night at the Sirius Friday nights, and she came out quite late, actually. I thought I'd missed her. And she had this beautiful beret on, brooch, you know, gloves, and she was just enjoying it.
Oh, that's so sweet. And it's so lovely to see that the residents are coming out as well, trying to save the building, even though that they have been displaced and they have been moved on from the building, which is a whole nother story. It's lovely to see that they are still trying to save it,
yeah,
even knowing that the hopes of them returning to the building are quite quite slim. Now, as you said, that you've made this stunning zine, which I've got in front of me. Oh my goodness, gorgeous to start. Congratulations! It's absolutely stunning, beautiful gold, and a gorgeous sketch of the building on it. And as you said, there you interviewed two former residents of the building. How have those relationships, how have meeting those people affected the way that you've viewed the building? For me, having that more human connection makes it all that more important. Have you had the same sort of response?
Yeah, so, I mean, I have certain opinions on brutalism, but, you know, a social cost is something else. And then to put a face to it, like Mara, she lives on the top floor, right at the top. So she would have, I guess, the best view, but she's actually blind or very close to blind. She's very close to being legally blind. So she doesn't actually, her chair faces away from the window. So meeting her, she's tough. She's tough. Like, and with Cherie, her neighbour underneath, she reminds me of my neighbour. I go into it in the zine about... Mm. She actually knows one of my old neighbours from Randwick, Bruce Armitage. and she knows him. Yeah, she used to pull beer in Paddington and he's a Bronte boy. And, they all know each other. And it just made me feel this is Sydney, it's a community.
It is.
You know, and we're all tied, we're all together in this.
It is.
Know.
I'm looking at this photo here of Myra. She looks like a tough old bird.
And then I asked her, like, how does she feel about what's happening? You know what she said?
What?
She said, I've got more important things to worry about. Badass. Bad.
Oh, she's so cool. I want to be Maya when I grow up now. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for coming in, for telling us a little bit more about the exhibition. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you, Jess.